Welcome to One Girl in All the World, a Buffy the Vampire Slayer rewatch podcast where we recap each episode in order and discuss. I'm Ashley, Buffy superfan.
Kimmy, Buffy newbie.
You can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube and Instagram, with new episodes on Tuesdays. So, okay, we are back after the experience, shall we say, of Band Candy. So yeah, we're here for...
Let's just leave it in the past.
Just like, I think Joyce and Giles would agree with us that they just want to leave it in the past. We don't want to talk about it. It never happened. So today we're talking about Revelations.
Much better.
Lots going on in this episode. So the original air date of Revelations was November 17th, 1998. Was written by Doug Petrie and directed by James A. Cotner. And the synopsis is, tempers run hot when the gang learns of Angel's return and Buffy's harboring this vicious killer. But they must all band together to fight a demon who has arrived in Sunnydale in search of a highly powerful weapon. Meanwhile, Faith meets her new watcher, a brisk Englishwoman who is disdainful of Giles's haphazard operations.
Judge much?
For real. Yeah. So lots happens in this episode.
And there was a lot.
It's a lot that gets also set up. That's maybe a little bit under the radar. There's seeds of stuff that are planted in this episode that we see come to fruition the rest of the season.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Do we get hints about what those could be?
I can give you hints when we get there.
Right. Okay.
I can tell you what they are, but not tell you obviously what it's going to lead to. That's fair, right? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah.
So we start out at the Bronze. So Dingoes Ate My Baby, are playing.
Yeah,
they're playing on stage. And he goes and joins, after their song finishes, he goes and joins Willow, Xander, and Cordelia.
And Willow and Xander are acting weird.
Very jumpy.
Why are they acting so weird? Cordelia wants to know.
Yeah, and Cordelia's even like, why are you two so hyper?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Oz asks, to have a drink, and they both reach for the same cup and touch each other, and then they freak out and overreact and spill it everywhere.
A little ridiculous.
They're trying to not be close to each other. It's very awkward.
But then, so when Cordelia also notices, and then Willow's all like, oh, let's just deflect the attention from me and punt it to Buffy.
Yeah,
she's been acting all distracted. She's off alone all by herself a lot. What's going on with that?
Yeah, maybe she has a boyfriend.
Weird.
So let's just redirect the attention here because I am freaking out. So they think that Buffy, because she's been spending a lot of time, not with them, alone or by herself, not with them. So she's up. They think she's probably up to something. Maybe she's seeing somebody. And reasonably, Cordelia even says, I get it. You don't want to, the last boyfriend or Angel, was killing everyone. And then the last boyfriend gave you, sent you a dumpogram or whatever she says, Scott. So, yeah, she's I don't blame her for, keeping it, secret. So guess who shows up? Buffy. And Willow says, are you hanging out with your boyfriend or this boyfriend that we just made up? And at first Buffy's well, I am kind of seeing someone.
She acts so coy.
Yeah, and then it's actually Faith. Faith comes over and she's but we're just friends. So
I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, it was cute. And Faith and Buffy are going to go patrol. So
it's
in the graveyard.
A girl date. They have a girl date.
It is, yeah. In the graveyard, Buffy and Faith are fighting some vampires. Giles is just sitting there, hanging out, taking notes.
Chilling.
With his tea or his coffee or something.
Very choreographed because they end up dusting their opponents at the same time.
Back to back, and they dust at the same time. Synchronized slaying is what Buffy says.
Synchronized slaying. I love that.
The new Olympic sport. Yeah, it was great.
Such a good alliteration.
Yeah, and then, so this woman shows up and says it was sloppy. Because, Faith, well, mostly Buffy, was very impressed with what they just did. She's like, Giles, did you see? Giles, look at us, what we did. And this woman shows up and says it was sloppy, and is already kind of criticizing their style.
She's very snooty.
Very snooty. And we thought Giles was snooty.
Yeah. Giles is
nothing.
Schleppy compared to her.
We've noticed that Giles has gotten more and more casual.
Relaxed.
Yeah. Yeah, relaxed, casual as the seasons have gone on.
Yeah.
I think he was more like her in, the first couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely closer to that side. But she says her name is Gwendolyn Post, and she is Faith's new watcher. So the council has a new watcher.
I wrote she's very Giles-like, though.
Yeah, she's definitely a watcher.
She
a watcher type.
Giles, yeah, they have that, quality.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So in the library, Buffy, Faith, Giles, and Gwendolyn Post are kind of getting the lowdown from her. And she asks, she kind of like is like, where's the real library? Like immediately.
Where are the rest of the books?
Yeah. And Giles is like.
The actual library.
Yeah. And Giles is like, oh, you insulted his books. And he's aghast. Like, oh my gosh.
Of course he is.
And she's asking for all these different books that he doesn't have. And one of them is the Tobin Spirit Guide, which is a book that is mentioned in Ghostbusters. Like, it's from Ghostbusters universe.
Oh, that's funny.
Isn't that cool? That's a cool little tie-in.
That's a good catch. Yeah. I didn't notice that.
Faith is resistant, but Giles is like, you know, obviously the council thinks that you need, like, guidance and, you know, we shouldn't, you know, push back on that. And then Gwendolyn, I guys call her Post. Like, Post. Like,
I call
Post.
Her P.
Yeah.
Like, Miss P.
Yeah. Post is, also says that she's not only here to report and, like, or, like, take care of Faith and train her. She's here to report on the entire situation, including Giles.
Because he's become a bit too American.
American! Like, is there anyone less American than Giles? No. Like, but for her, for the council, he has been too Americanized. Oh. And she says, okay, so now, like, the thing that's coming up is Lagos, as a demon, is heading to Sunnydale.
Which is interesting.
And he's in search of the glove of Menegon.
So it wasn't a hat. Fine.
It was, yeah, it was a glove. You said glove.
I said gloves, and I was like, well, it's not gloves because it's not cold there. So,
yeah. So, yeah, it's a glove. And she said then the research, they know that it's buried in a tomb, but they don't know where exactly. And Giles says that there are 12 cemeteries in Sunnydale, and it could be any of those. So that's a nice little trivia tidbit, that there are 12 cemeteries in Sunnydale.
So Buffy asked Giles if we can kill her in the process. The council might frown upon that.
Maybe. Maybe. But then Giles is like, okay, do you want to train? And we go to the mansion where Buffy is training with Angel. They're doing Tai Chi. So Angel, we saw him doing it in a previous episode. So now he's teaching Buffy.
He, like, weirdly folds his hand on hers.
Oh, yeah. It's, like, very much like Ghost. But it's, like, Tai Chi Ghost with the...
Oh, yes, it is.
You know? With the pottery wheel.
Yes. Tai Chi Ghost. I love that.
Yeah. That's a great reference. And they almost kiss. And Buffy's like, almost. Jumps away and freaks out. Yeah, it's very,
Buffy
very close
backs
call.
Off. She's like he says, I think it's a hard habit to break. Or she says that.
I think she says. She says it's a bad, bad habit to need to be broken. Like, she's like really struggling.
Flustered.
She's freaking out.
Well, because, yeah, they have history and...
Mm-hmm. They're still attracted to each other. They're still in love with each
other. He's like a nice guy again, so, you know.
Yeah, she's like, they're still in love with each other. Yeah. Like, that's never really been in question.
So she brings up Lagos, and he seems like to have some sort of an inkling of remembrance of what that is.
Mm-hmm. And he tells her to be careful. Like, she just kind of fills him in, like, yeah, but this is what I'm up to. Like, I gotta find this demon. Then, you know, he's after a glove, and he's just like, be careful. And it kind of is just left there, and she goes home. She needs to get out of there before she does something stupid. In the library, Giles is a bit flustered because he can't really come up with any information on Lagos. And I think this is more of a...
Anything in the books about Lagos or the glove. And he gets annoyed, and he tells Willow and Xander to, like, figure it out, find it.
Yeah, if you're going to stay here, then you need to work. Otherwise, go home. I think it's more of a reflection on that he can't provide the information. He feels inadequate.
Of course. Because so he's, like, Post. Deflecting his insecurities.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I need to find this because Gwendolyn Post, like, would find it right away. She would know exactly where it was, and I'm, like, inadequate. So he's very, like, motivated because of that.
Poor Giles. Yeah. I feel like that was an interesting, what was I going to say? It's an interesting distraction technique on her part, I think.
Yes. Very good. Yeah, very good. That's a very good point. So Willow and Xander head into the stacks to look in through more books, and, like, they're very tired, and Willow's like, oh, my eyes hurt. So Xander, like, massages her temples. Never gonna be good. And they end up kissing again. Yeah.
This is, like, an eye roll moment for me, to be honest. I'm like, okay, you guys, this is ridiculous at this point. Like, just figure your shit out.
Yeah, so they're kissing, and Giles comes up. Thankfully, he's not looking at them, but he says something.
Not looking at them, but he's like, oh, I, like, he's basically like, you guys can go, he found it, and they're like, oh, how did you find it? And he's like, I looked.
Yeah.
The way he says it, honestly, like, his tone, his inflection, his delivery of that very, you know, one line, I got the impression that he did actually see them.
You think so?
I do. The way he said it, yeah. It wasn't... Like, he wasn't being flustered anymore. He wasn't whatever. Like, and he also wasn't just happy that he found this information. So I kind of feel like he saw them and he's kind of mad about it. But he's like, what am I to say or do in this situation? Mm-hmm. It's not really for me to give advice.
It's possible. So it's possible.
I think so. But I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you can interpret any way you want.
That's how I interpret.
Yeah, so they immediately, like, jump apart and are very skittish, as we've seen them for quite a few episodes. Yeah. Giles says that the glove is hidden in the Von Hauptmann. Hauptmann?
I thought it was Von Hauptcrypt. No.
H-A-U-P-T-M-A-N space crypt. The family crypt.
I missed the man. Okay.
At the Rustfield Cemetery. So Xander is like, oh, okay, I'll go hang out there. And if I see Buffy, like, you know, she obviously does her rounds, I'll make sure to tell her, like, okay, it's in there, and hopefully he can intercept her. And Willow's like, what else can I do? And Giles is like, nothing, just go home. And she's like, oh, okay. So on the street, Buffy and Faith are patrolling, or heading from one cemetery to the other. And they're talking about guys.
Well, yeah. Faith is like, she talks about being a loser magnet and then tells Buffy that she boinked the undead.
I think she's like, what was that like?
Oh my god.
And Buffy doesn't want to talk about Angel.
Nope.
She's like, it's still very fresh. Yeah.
Yep.
And she doesn't want to talk about it. Yeah. So Buffy decide that Buffy's going to go home.
Mm-hmm. Faith's going to go look at a cemetery.
Yeah, Faith is going to stop by Shady Hill. Which is on her way home. So they're just going to call it a night.
Which is not Westfield.
No. Yeah. Different cemetery. So at Shady Hill, Faith is walking through and sees a demon that we assume is Lagos going through like a tomb.
Mausoleum.
Yeah. It's like a, whatever. Yeah. It's like what would be in a tomb in a mausoleum, like the little the stone
crypt thingy.
Yeah. Like the stone block that it would be in there. Anyway, he's like going rummaging. He's rummaging, looking for something, hasn't seemed to find what he's looking for. And Faith attacks him, you know, approaches him. They fight. And
he's strong.
He is very strong. And he kind of, like, gets the upper hand on Faith. And then he doesn't find what he's looking for, so he just kind of leaves. Mm-hmm. And Faith is kind of struggling. So now we're at Westfield Cemetery. And Xander is looking, waiting. He finds the crypt, and he's kind of, like, waiting for Buffy to show up so he can tell her. And he hears a rustle in there, and he's looking. He's kind of hidden. And he sees Angel come out with, like, a little bundle of something or other.
Yep. He's holding like a bag with something in it.
And so,
assume happened there.
So
that was interesting. I was like, oh, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm. So the first Scooby to find out is Xander.
Which is the worst Scooby to find out.
Yeah. So he, of course, like, I don't blame him. He follows Angel. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Follows Angel back to the mansion, and he's Buffy and Angel kissing, like,
oh my god,
furiously.
And like, he's so mad.
I mean, he would be.
Yeah, he's so mad. But I'm like, okay, at the same time, I get it. But also, he's no perfect person himself right now.
100%. Like, Willow and him, like, didn't kill people.
No.
Like, wasn't a danger to each, like, other people. Like, I get it. So we would actually go into the mansion now. And we see them kissing. And, of course, Buffy freaks out again.
Yeah, she's like, what are we doing?
Yeah, she's like, shame on you. Like, yeah, like, you were, you know, you were hoovering his face. So, please. And Angel says he has the glove and that they're going to keep it there while she tells Giles. And that she goes to touch it and he stops her and he says, once the glove is on, it can never be removed.
So it shouldn't be touched. So that's an interesting.
Yeah. And she says, okay, so no touching, kind of like us. Like, it's very hot. So at Giles' apartment, Giles finds a drawing of the glove, and Post again is once again mean to him. He's like, oh, I found it. I found this. Like, here it is. This is like a rendering of the glove. She's like, yes. And as you know, that rendering is like very much like based off superstition and like rumors. And he's like,
Like, it's like a picture book. She basically makes fun of him for it.
Yeah, and says, oh, you know, we need to read the words, too. We can't just look at pretty pictures. Like, she's such a so bitch.
Mean. Yeah, she is.
And then she starts, so he's like, okay, well, you want some tea or whatever? So he serves her some tea. And then she starts to criticize his, like, personal skills with Buffy, like, his watcher skills.
Not having it. He's like, nope.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I think I can handle watching Buffy.
She's dedicated. He says that he's in complete control, and then Xander runs in, and says, we have a big problem with Buffy.
Yeah.
And Giles is like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Xander?
I like it. So they try to have this, like, private conversation away from Gwendolyn Pose, who's sitting there. And she's like, can I help? He's like, oh, no, no, no. They're kind of, like, whispering to each other in the corner. It's pretty funny how they did that. So the next day in the library, Buffy saunters in, and no idea she's walking into an intervention.
Well, not even an intervention. She's, like, walking into a pack of wolves.
Yeah. So it's Giles, Cordelia, Xander, Willow, and Oz all around the library table.
And they are all looking pretty upset.
Yeah, she knows something's wrong right away. Tell her to take a seat. It's never good.
No.
And they say that it all comes out, that they know that Angel is alive. And that
and
she
not
knew
only
he was
that
alive.
He's alive, but she lied about it.
She's been harboring him.
They're concerned, they're worried, and
angry.
Giles said, you must have known it wasn't a good idea, and that's why you kept it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, that's
and she's,
so true.
Yeah, she tries to justify it, saying, I was going to tell you, I just didn't know why he was here, he's better. Willow is, as usual, Xander is very emotionally
empathetic.
Angry, but Willow is, she's worried, but she's trying to be helpful and calm. Like, mm-hmm. not trying to...
You, or no, wait, we statements, not you statements or something like that?
I statements.
I statements,
yes. Yeah.
Like, to not be
accusatory. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what Willow... I mean, she's concerned, but she's trying to, like, take that kind of path to keep things civil and, like, keep everybody friends. But, yeah, Xander is really mad that she's been doing this, and she tries to say that, you know, it's not like that. It was not like that between the two of us. And Oz is like, you were kissing him. Like, Oz says that. And she's like, oh, that was an accident. Like, what, did you trip and fall on his lips? I mean, it's true. Like, it was an accident. And she just like,
Buffy
I know.
Gets angry at him for spying on her and calls him jealous. Which
this
is
was so uncalled for.
A little harsh.
Like, no, he wasn't spying on you. He was trying to help you guys.
Yep,
and he
exactly.
happened to see something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he does not like he saw you and Angel and he followed both of you. He followed Angel and you happened to be there. Like, that
he's
was
like,
ridiculous.
What the heck is Angel doing here?
Yeah.
Is he like carrying something in that tomb that I'm supposed to be watching and telling you about this thing? Like, this isn't right.
Yeah. And I think that was a low blow. But the jealousy thing and the spying thing. I'm like, Buffy, stop. You have nothing to say here.
Deflecting.
Just say I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Own up.
Yeah. For real. So
and
she
then
says
everybody
that.
Leave. Oh, sorry.
Oh, first of all, she said does reveal that Angel has the glove. Like, oh look, he's helping us. And Xander's like, great.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we don't know that he's helping.
And now he has this like really powerful weapon. This is great, Buffy. This is like making things so much better. And Giles kind of puts Cordelia jumps on the bandwagon, and then Giles kind of puts an end to it because it's kind of unraveling a bit. People are getting really heated.
It's just too much. Yeah.
Yeah. So Giles just like everyone go to class. Buffy. We've told Buffy what we think, and even though we can understand her reasons for it, she knows it was, like, not right to do.
And then Buffy's all like, gee, thanks for the hall pass, basically. And he still tells her to be quiet, that she's been harboring a known murderer. He's killed, and the fate of the world rests with her. Angel tortured him. He tortured Giles for hours for pleasure. The least she could have done is told him that he was alive. And then he feels like he has no respect for him or his job.
Yeah.
Ow.
Wow. That is like,
this
I mean,
scene.
Angel killed the woman he loved, killed a bunch of other people.
And he tried to kill
Giles.
A lot of the other people, too.
Yeah.
Like Willow and, yeah.
Yeah. And he feels like she has no respect for him.
This was like a betrayal, honestly.
Yeah. He really does feel betrayed here. And Buffy just kind of leaves. Like, what can she say to that? So we're in Faith's hotel room. And Gwendolyn Pose comes to the door to kind of visit and tries to connect with her a bit.
That was cute. I think she talked about the Spartans.
Mm-hmm. Like, kind
they
of like
her. They just didn't need much.
Yeah. And like, they're warriors. And like, so are you. Kind of like making that comparison and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, she's befriending Faith. And Faith is kind of biting onto it. Being like, I'm going to be hard on you, but I'm going to make you a good, better slayer. You know,
and
you're going to hate
you alive.
Me. Yeah, and that will keep you alive. So, you know, Faith is like, okay, you know, tentatively being like, okay, maybe I'll trust you. And then also when you said about Gwendolyn, like, very, like, making a distraction tactic with Giles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think it's also a distraction tactic here when she deliberately puts a wedge in between Faith and the group. Because she says, let them keep their secret meetings and stuff, and they're, you know, whatever. And Faith's like, what do you mean secret meetings? Like, they were all, like, in on something. I don't know what it was. So Faith immediately feels isolated and left out.
Yeah.
And I don't think that was an accident. You know what I mean? She's trying to, like, just separate people.
Yeah.
From it. So she definitely tries to put a wedge and, like, doubt in Faith's mind.
Yeah, she sucks.
Faith has a hard enough time trusting people. So when she has like an inch, like, that's a lot. And, like, she just, like, brought her back, like, to, like, mm-hmm. nothing.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, at first I was kind of wondering why they didn't invite her to that little round table. But I'm like, she wasn't there when all that stuff went down and she doesn't know everything. So I'm like, it kind of makes sense that they just kind of handled it themselves. Like, they weren't trying to disclude her. They just...
Faith wasn't involved in the angel thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and she doesn't even know about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, all of it.
She doesn't know the details. Yeah, she just knows the Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
So in the hallway, Buffy goes up to Willow to talk and is like, feeling the, getting a feel.
How much do you hate me? And Willow's like, zero hate. And secrets are good. Willow.
Yeah, she's definitely self-reflecting here. Like,
God.
It's okay. Hey, secrets are good. We all have them. It's all my deal. Like, she's like, yeah, really.
Keep telling yourself that, girl.
Yeah. And so Buffy says that tonight she's going to go find Lagos, and hopefully to put her back in Giles' good books.
It'll be like a peace offering?
Yeah. Like, that's all it's gonna take, Buffy. Like,
I know, right? Jeez, Buffy.
So at the Bronze, Xander is angrily playing pool, and Faith comes in and talks to him, and she's like, I know you guys were talking behind my back about the glove, like, keeping me out of the loop, and he's like, yeah, how about some real news? That wasn't what it was about. Angel's back. Angel's alive. And she kind of, like, fills Faith in that he's back, Buffy knew... He's back, and, like, of course, everybody is pissed. Mm-hmm. And that Angel has the glove. So immediately, Faith is like, oh, we have to kill him. Like, this is, like, a risk we can't take.
Like, okay, Xander and Faith should never be alone together.
Yeah.
Because their bad things spiral, and they bring each other into it, and it's just terrible chaos.
Yeah, there's no, like, control, like, emotional control between those two. So, like, yeah, we don't need two of them together. They need
people regulating their emotions.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. So this is not going to go well. So they both are like, yeah, let's go. Let's go and kill him. So they take off.
Stupid ideas. Mm-hmm.
In Giles' office, Gwendolyn Post comes and says, oh, you wanted to see me? And she's like, she's like, oh, sorry. Like, did I wake you? She's like, oh, no, I'm always. She puts him on a brave face. Like, oh, no, you always have to be awake and alert if you're a watcher. And then she's like, yeah, I'm, like, exhausted. And this is interesting because we've talked about this a little bit before. When he says, oh, I assume this is your first Slayer. Because remember we talked about, like, there's so many watchers.
Mm-hmm.
And only obviously one Slayer at a time, usually. Now you have two Slayers. But he made it seem like they have multiple Slayers.
Yeah.
That it's not uncommon for a Watcher to have multiple Slayers. Oh, I was kind of always under the impression that once you had a Slayer and she died, you just kind of, like, retired or did a different job. You didn't get the next Slayer.
Right.
So this is interesting. I don't think it ever really gets cleared up that I can remember, but we've gotten a little bit of kind of both sides to that.
Good catch.
Yeah. So Giles tells her that a friend of Buffy's has the glove and it's safe. They're keeping it at the mansion. And that Gwendolyn Post kind of says, oh, we have to go there and, like, make sure we get it before someone else steals it and hide it. And he's like, well, we don't have to hide it because I found a spell or recipe or something for a living flame. Like, magical fire that they could put the glove in and it would destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gwendolyn Post picks up a bust or something and, like, knocks Giles out. Poor Giles again, brain damage again, and is knocked out.
I will be honest with you. Like, I didn't realize she was weird until this scene, actually. Like, when she started talking about the glove and getting all weird about it, I was like, oh, that's weird. And then when she knocked him out, I was like, okay. Before that, I was like...
You didn't see this coming?
Nope. She distracted me, too.
Yeah, she's a little over here. Look over here. Yeah.
Good job.
In the graveyard, Buffy and Willow wait for the demon to show up. And Willow, they're talking about, you know, Angel coming back and Buffy keeping the secret and how Buffy feels better now that it's out in the open. She doesn't keep it anymore. And Willow very nervously almost confesses to the Xander thing.
Almost.
She almost confessed. And then Lago shows up and interrupts their conversation. So Buffy fights him, ends up beheading him. It's pretty cool with his own, like, weapon.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then she's like, okay, what were you saying? And Willow says, I opened my SAT packet 5 minutes early.
Willow, come on.
She chickened out.
Not a fan.
She chickened out, and Buffy's like, okay, well, I mean, you know, your secret's safe with me.
The thing is, like, what Buffy did was so much worse, in a way. I feel like, oh, maybe not, I don't know. But anyway, Willow should just be like, if Buffy did this thing, I feel like I can trust her with this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway.
And you know what? To be honest, like, I don't think Buffy would even think that's weird, because that does seem like something that Willow would be very, like,
I don't think freaked Buffy out about. Would judge her about it.
No, probably not.
I don't think she would.
I don't think so. So in the library, Faith and Xander come in for weapons. They're, like, in the little cage. There's, like,
a thing. They hear Giles moan.
Yeah. So they find Giles in the Faith his blames office.
Angel.
Yeah. Immediately, Faith is like, oh, this is Angel. And to Xander's credit, he's like, we don't know that.
Yes.
Like,
thank you.
Like, calm down. Xander. Like, stop. We need to stop. And he's, like, more worried about Giles. He's like, I need to call an ambulance. He starts calling an ambulance. And Faith is like, well, you stay and do what you want to do, but I'm going to go kill him.
She totally bails.
I'm going to go kill Angel.
Says if we leave that Giles could die, and she just leaves anyway.
She's like, more people will die if we don't. And so she takes off. Yep. So Xander is, like, the voice of reason, crazily, in this situation. at the mansion.
Angel's performing a spell, so he knows the spell that Giles was talking about?
Yeah, I guess he found the... The okay. same thing.
I could have used a little backstory on that one, but okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That would have. It did seem a little bit like, okay, he's doing the living flame, and mm-hmm. so he's, like, making the fire, and Gwendolyn Poe shows up, and kind of immediately, of course, Angel's like, who are you? But he kind of, like, she puts him at ease by saying, oh, I'm a friend of Giles. Like, you know, if you're not doing that correctly, you could actually make the glove more powerful. Like, we need to, like, make sure we're doing this right. And he's like, okay.
He looks skeptical, though. Like, he does look skeptical.
But and yeah. She's like, where's the glove? He's like, in that trunk. And then she, like, hits him with a shovel that he conveniently mm-hmm. just had next to the table.
Of course. And she just knocks him right out.
Yeah. And then he jumps back up and is fanged out. And he's like, okay, that hurt. And they have a little bit of a fight. If you were human, that would have killed you. But now she realizes that he's a vampire. Mm-hmm. So she breaks the shovel in half to obviously make a stake. And she's like, okay, now I can, like, stake you. Because I thought you were human. I thought bashing you in the head with the shovel would have done it. But I have to stake you. So Faith comes in and sees Angel and Gwendolyn Poe's fighting. And assumes that Angel is attacking her.
Of course.
Right.
Yep.
And so she goes in, hits Angel, and is about to stake Angel. When Buffy, at the last Buffy moment, stops her.
Intercepts. Yeah.
Yeah, intercepts the stake and kind of just knocks her away from Angel.
And then Miss Post is all like, oh, Buffy's blinded by love.
Yeah. Trying to, like, really talk Faith into being like, Buffy doesn't know what she's doing.
No. Like, so then Buffy and Faith start fighting.
Mm-hmm. Before that, we get to the library for a really quick scene, which I don't really know why we needed this. But anyway, I guess we needed to get Willow and Xander there. But at the library, Willow and Xander are making the living flame. And they're like, oh, we have to test this. But then Xander finds in the book what the glove is capable of. They see what it is, but we don't see it as the audience. And they, like, say there's no time to test this, and they run out of the library. They just take mm-hmm. it with them. So we never really find out what the actual glove does.
Nope.
It's alluded to several times that it's not really known, like, how powerful it is. And apparently Xander, of all people, found out what it was. But we never find out.
No.
Which is interesting. That never gets revealed to us. So back at the mansion, Buffy and Faith start fighting. And mm-hmm. Buffy does, you know, try to, like, talk Faith down and, like, we can handle this. Like, it's not what you think it is Faith and all this. But
no.
Faith is just completely seeing red.
She's on the warpath, yeah.
Yeah. Willow and Xander arrive and not realizing what's going on exactly. They help Gwendolyn Post, and she tells, like, you have to help Faith. So Xander runs out there to stop them from fighting. And Faith just throws Xander out of the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Buffy and Faith kind of go through the glass door. They're fighting outside in the courtyard, so it's a pretty good fight scene between, like, the two slayers, obviously.
And Miss Post is trying to open the trunk.
She's trying to open the trunk. She gets it open, and she gets the glove out, and she, like, knocks Willow aside with it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she puts the glove on.
Whoa!
Evil. Yeah.
And it has, like, these, like, claws on the end, on the, like, mm-hmm. the cuff, basically.
Yeah.
And it, like, sinks in. It's like, creepy. That's how it never come off. Like, that was pretty gross. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can never come off. And she basically, like, puts her hands up and, like, her arm, well, the gloved arm up, and, like, calls lightning. It's just as she's speaking Gaelic.
Oh.
But okay. I didn't know. I couldn't find, like, a translation of what she's actually saying. But The subtitles say speaking Gaelic.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah. Matt doesn't know that much Gaelic, so I didn't even bother asking him. He knows a tiny, tiny bit.
Oh, interesting.
So she starts kind of like shooting lightning at people. Like yeah, she calls upon it and shooting them. At people.
And she says to Faith, the word of advice, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
How? Because
when this all goes down, Buffy and Faith stop fighting. Are like, what? Like they stop fighting. And she kind of calls out Faith, like, I totally duped you, you know?
Yeah,
like,
wow, what a bitch.
Faith does not need, like this stuff happening. Nope. She has no trust.
Make her even, this is
less trust. Trust
mess her up.
She tries to throw lightning at Willow, and Angel, at the last minute, like, pushes her out of the way.
That's right. Redeem yourself, Angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Buffy and Faith come up with a plan that Faith is going to just, like, kind of draw the fire from Gwendolyn Post. And so she does that, and she's trying to, like, kill Faith. When Buffy picks up a huge, like, piece of glass.
A ninja star?
Like
a ninja star.
It's a piece of glass from when they went through the door.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like a serrated piece of glass, and she, like, throws it. And it just slices off her arm with the glove on it.
Like, just pretty cool.
Yeah.
Very new kill. Five out of five.
Yeah, it just slices it off.
Glove detaches.
Yeah, the glove detaches, and she's just killed by, like, the magic lightning. The magic lightning comes in, because it's being called all over the place, and she just basically gets, like, incinerated by it. She
basically killed herself.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of...
greenness.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when Amy's mom did the spell, and it reflected back onto her.
Yeah, that's right.
Kind of like that.
Get what you give.
Yeah, yeah, so...
Bar was a bitch, people.
Yeah, so Golden Post kind of just gets evaporated into nothing. So we're in the student lounge, and of course, Oz and Cordelia were absent during all of this. So Willow and Xander are kind of filling them in on, like, what happened. And, like,
Willow's like, well, he saved me. So she's trying to.
I guess I like Angel again because he saved my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Buffy walks up and kind of makes up with Xander. He's like, I trust you. I just, after everything it saw, it is shocking. Like, he doesn't even think Angel's alive. And all of a sudden, within, like, 5 minutes, Angel's not only alive, but him and Buffy are making out. Like, that's
a lot.
Really a betrayal. It would be really feel like a betrayal. So he just said, you know, I kind of just went crazy when I saw that.
Of course.
But I trust you. So they've kind of made amends. And Giles comes over. And Giles says that Gwendolyn Post was an actual watcher, but was kicked out of the council several years ago for misuse of dark power.
Yeah.
Because Buffy's like, oh, she wasn't a real watcher, was she? And he's like, yeah, she was, but she was kicked out. And so Buffy says she has more damage control to do and leaves. And the rest of them just kind of talk for a minute. Like, they don't know where this is all going to go with Angel.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see.
It's just weird.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what's going to happen. So the damage control that Buffy needs to do is with Faith. She shows up at Faith's room. And Buffy just tries to make peace with her, being like, hey, she fooled all of us. Like, it wasn't like she just, like, tricked you. Everybody believed who she was.
Yeah.
And Faith is very distrusting of Buffy now.
Yeah.
And she tries to connect with her again, but Faith isn't having it. So, like, the wedge that was, like, there is there.
Yep.
So this is something that will play out. Like, Buffy and Faith's relationship with Faith, like, trust issues and everything, having no... adult figures that she can trust, and all of this, like, will affect, like, the rest of the season. Buffy asks Faith if she's okay, and Faith says 5x5, which is Faith's little, like, saying that she always says. So we'll hear that. That's, like, a Faith's thing is 5x5. And, yeah, so Buffy goes to leave because Faith's like, is that it? And Buffy's like, yeah, I guess so. So Buffy goes to leave, and Faith does call her back because, like, she, like, wants to say something. Like, she wants to be, like, reach out back to her. But then she says nothing, and then Buffy leaves. And Faith is just sitting in that hotel room by herself.
I feel like maybe they just need some more time, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the end of the episode. So things are not great. Things are strained with everyone, but definitely strained between Buffy and Faith.
Well, and I'm assuming Buffy and Giles, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine so, yeah. So that is Revelations. A lot of stuff happened in this episode. So my favorite quote was when Buffy says, well, when Gwendolyn Post says that she's going to report on Giles, too. And Buffy says, academic probation's not so funny today, huh, Giles?
That was cute.
I loved that. Like, she's been waiting her whole life for Giles to be under review, under the microscope for once. So, like, she's just, and we try to talk about Buffy's hat. Did you notice her, like, little beanie that she got on? It's a black beanie, and it has bomb in, like, rhinestones. Like, so 90s.
I missed that.
Yeah, oh god, it's so funny. Yeah, but that was my favorite quote. And then my favorite scene was the intervention scene. They get the whole thing, like, all the way until, like, Giles tells Buffy off, essentially. Yeah. Like, is so disappointed in her.
Yeah, of course. My favorite line was when they were in the library towards the end of the episode, and they were talking about, like, Willow was saying how Angel saved her. And then Xander says something, well, as long as they don't get pelvic, I guess that's okay.
Yeah, that's when problems arrive. That's when problems arrive, yeah. So
no pelvic moves and we're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, yeah, my favorite scene was the same as yours. That library scene was just, I mean, it was a
brutal all around. Heightened
emotions, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my stake rating was a 4.8 out of 5. Don't ask me why. Like, why I didn't give it a 5. I just know something was keeping me from giving it a 5, but it was very high, obviously.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
So Angel's out. He's been outed that he's alive and there. Yeah, it's finally out in the open. So we'll see what fallout comes from that. Faith's trust is a big thing in this, like kind of highlighted under the radar in this episode. She has a hard time trusting. Obviously, she's had a hard upbringing before she was ever called. So that's really like impacted her ability to trust friends or like adult figures, like parental figures and all that. So that's all going to play into the rest of the season too. I put Willow and Xander again. Like as far as we know, we don't know that they've kissed again, but now they have kissed again.
Yep.
So they are like actively cheating.
What are we doing, kids?
Are they cheating now, Kimmy?
Yes. Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So they are like actively
cheating. I was trying to give them some gray area, but no, this is just not okay now.
Yeah, now it's gone way too far, yeah. Mm-hmm. I put the Watcher psych. Like, that was pretty good. I liked, like, because we knew we were expecting a Watcher for to Faith, so it wasn't odd that they had shown up. And I like that she actually, I like that she wasn't a demon or a person just pretending to be a Watcher. She was an ex-Watcher. So it, like, makes it feel like everything she was saying, like, obviously came from Watcher training. Like, she had the, like, experience to sell it because it was real. But she was just like a disgraced Watcher, so I did like the whole Watcher thing. Like the glove, whatever, I didn't really care. Like could have been anything that she was going after, but I liked like the disgraced Watcher trying to come here and get something and like fool them all. I like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah
I agree with that. My stake rating was a 4.7.
okay.
So yeah, like a lot of what you said, I also really liked this character, the Watcher character. I thought that was really good. I liked how in this episode, Buffy just kind of had to come to terms with what she's done over the past few episodes. Like surely she has to own up to what she did. She kind of fluffed it off as if it wasn't a big deal or as like, she like, oh, I had reasons for not telling you right away. Things like that. She just really needs to own up to that. Yeah. So I'm hoping in the coming episodes that she does that she can, like, rectify what she did.
She doesn't really do it. I mean, she kind of does it, yeah. But I feel like she doesn't, like, genuinely apologize.
Okay, because
I feel just like, oh, I know what I did was... That. She just says, like, oh, I know what I did was wrong. But, like, that's it. Like, she doesn't...
Because it's a big deal. She doesn't realize how big of a deal it is, which is annoying.
So she definitely needs to, like, grovel a bit more, I feel like, to make it feel like she cares.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, especially with Giles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that made me really mad.
Giles lost the most out of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I kind of liked the, there's more development with Faith in this episode. So I'm kind of curious to see where that goes. I want to see how she continues to develop, and I'm hoping her relationship with Buffy, I hope she can learn to trust Buffy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cordelia was just wallpaper once again.
So was Oz.
Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah.
So are they keeping them as wallpaper? Because shit's about to hit the fan, I'm guessing. Something's going to happen. Willow and Xander can't keep going on like
this. I mean, yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Okay. Okay, so your question for next week, in the next episode called Lover's Walk, Joyce gives hot chocolate and love advice to what character?
Oh, God.
This is me practicing my poker face.
Love advice. Okay, let's think about this for a second. So... I don't think she's going to give it to Buffy because Buffy doesn't really need love advice. I mean, she knows what's going on with Angel. She can't just do it. So there's that. I don't think it's going to be Willow, to be honest with you. or Xander, or Giles, or Angel, obviously.
That would be so weird.
Do I get more of a hint? No.
It's not a new character? It's somebody we know?
Is it somebody that was in the last episode?
No.
Okay, great.
That's too Spike. Much of it. That's too much of it.
Is it Spike? I'm going to Spike. Final answer. They've got to bring him back. They have to. Okay, we're doing it.
Guess we'll see.
Okay.
Spike it is. All right, so that wraps up Season 3, Episode 7, Revelations. Again, you can find us on all major podcast apps, YouTube and Instagram at One Girl and All the World Pod. You can also email us at onegirlpod@gmail.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week with Season 3, Episode 8, Lover's Walk. Slay you real soon.
Bye. Bye.